I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America?
I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
You were both in Skull and Bones, a secret society.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net, around the world and on satellite.
Okay, we're back, and this is a two-hour presentation. I'm Sam.
And I'm Trish.
And this is the American Exposé portion now. Trish is not going to be on the air tonight either, I guess. So we were asked during the midway point of Sweet Liberty last hour. Nicholas said, hey, you guys want to go 2 hours? And we said, well, we could go 2 hours. So anyway, here we are. We're in the American Exposé portion, and so here we are, second hour. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
If you'd like to call in and join us, because I don't know how many of you were in on the last hour of Sweet Liberty, but you can feel free to call us. I know some of you probably pick up the American Exposé program and maybe not Sweet Liberty or vice versa. And so if you want to join us, the line's already open. We opened it last hour, and we'll just leave it open. Anybody wants to call in and contribute to the conversation, it's just Trish and I talking about this snooze that's going on across the world. You know, let's
sleep. I don't know. I'm not
snoozing
too much. How about you?
Well, after a while, this stuff just gets so disgusting.
Let's see. The number.
The telephone number, if you would like to join in, is 559-781-3773. That's 559-781-3773 if you'd like to call in and join us. Glad to be here with you tonight. It's an honor to sit in for Darren and Chris, and we're going to try to make the best of it here as we just kind of mull over some of the news that's going on in the world, and maybe even as we go through here, we may ultimately wind up with this as a kind of a year-end review type thing, because I'll tell you what, 2005 has been one whale of a year. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Anyway, Trish, what else you got there as far as the stuff we were doing in the last hour?
Sweet Liberty posting?
Yeah.
I have. Number four is top commander admits Iraqis want U.S. out as soon as possible. And that's AFP.
And whatever gave us the first clue, right?
Yeah.
We're in there invading a sovereign country, imposing our will, doing police actions around the world, and I shouldn't be amazed at people buying into this, but I sometimes still get awfully amazed at the amount of people who just buy into this and say we should be doing this.
Why, that's in their Bushians.
Because, that's those Bushians out there again. See, here's the problem. We don't stop to think about what we would say if people were to come in and invade our country and want to impose their will on us, which very well could happen, ladies and gentlemen, because we have been feeding the China war machine for a long, long time. It goes clear back to Bill Clinton, and we're still doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we have most favored nation status and all this kind of crap that keeps
actually,
getting...
Actually, it's permanent normal trade relations now.
That's true. And, see, so we just keep feeding that war machine.
And speaking of China and all this, there's an article on Sweet Liberty on... it's number 9, Citibank to increase its stakes in Shanghai Bank, and they want to increase it 19.9%, and that's AFP.
Just keep funneling that money into that military machine, huh?
Oh yeah.
And of course, later on, once they get everything built up the way they want it, they'll turn on us. Probably the most likely scenario is they'll go after Taiwan first, and then what we'll do is we'll do what we most notoriously do: we'll finance both sides as we go in there. Finance our guys to go in there and get slaughtered by the Chinese as we go in there and try to supposedly rescue Taiwan, which will not really be a rescue. and then China will go in there and whoop our butts because they have so much, they have so many more people that they can keep feeding their military grinding machine with.
Who gave them the whooping stuff?
Well, we did. Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton certainly did. We've been doing this kind of nonsense. See, this is the thing that I wish more people would grasp onto. We have mothers and fathers who send their sons and daughters into our war machine here that we fund. We build these enemies up, and then we go in there and take them out, and a lot of kids lose their lives as we finance both sides of the war.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been doing this for years.
Oh, yeah.
And I've stated, and I'll still stand by this, that if we would mind our own stupid business, that we would be in war very seldom, probably almost non-existent, because...
Actually, it would be smarter business if we minded it better.
Well, absolutely. And see, what the problem is that, yeah, occasionally you'll always have a tyrant who will pop up and want to impose their will on another nation. I mean, we're not exclusively the only one that would ever want to do this, but by the same token, I still maintain that war would be an extreme... an extremely rare thing to happen if we would mind our own business most of the time, stay out of everybody else's business, allow people to mind their own affairs. You know, there are just some people out there who want to be left alone.
Well, you know, if they want to knit their own evil sock, let them.
As long as they don't bother us.
That's the main thing.
It's up to those people in those countries to deal with their regimes. That's the point. The only time we need to be dealing with them. Now, if they come over here and they start threatening our shores, then we have to go after them and deal with them at that point.
That's a bit different.
Let me make sure I didn't overhear a call on the line. Do we have a caller on the line? Thought I heard a noise on the line. Maybe I didn't. Okay.
Oh,
anyway.
You're hearing things.
I know. You're hearing things.
Yeah.
Anyway, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773 is the telephone number. You can reach First Amendment Radio, and you can be connected with us here on the air. And we'd love to have you join us if you're out there listening tonight. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and join in, and let us know what's on your mind. There's certainly enough stuff in the world to cause one to stop and wonder. But anyway, that's... Personally, my thoughts on the China issue, as far as that goes, this is just going to be the next big enemy we're going to build up, and we're going to send sons and daughters into harm's way to knock it down. And when we do, there's going to be a lot of innocent life lost, all because we have a few New World Order minions that want to make a profit off of this war machine. And not to mention, they also want to reduce the population. Of course, if they reduce the population, then they can fight amongst themselves and kill themselves off too, huh?
The only thing is, we'll be gone, so we won't get to see that.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
That's the only problem with all that. But, I mean, these guys are serious about this stuff. I mean, there's some warp thinking out there, you know?
Yeah.
But also, the other thing I want to comment on, to me, one of the most tragic things that has come out of this year has got to be the Terri Schiavo situation, and I know different ones have talked about this. Chris has talked about it on this show. Darren has talked about it on his show during the height of that situation. And I just want to comment and say that the thing that's probably got me most disturbed is the amount of people that I see buying into what happened to Terri.
Yeah.
And, folks, if we can't even get the right to life correct, then we've lost the fight before we ever get out of the barn door. Because without life, you cannot have liberty. You cannot have property or the pursuit of happiness, either one. Of course, later property was changed to the pursuit of happiness. Have you ever wondered when they came up with that defined pursuit of happiness?
And why was that changed? That's a very broad term, the pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
That's probably why they made them change it. Because why we can't have specifics?
Well, of course not. How dare we?
Why, how should I think we could?
Yeah, absolutely. But the Terri Schiavo case has probably got to be one of the most tragic cases, in my opinion, and still comes across my mind to this day because of the fact of the way this gal was not only denied her right to life, but the fact that so many people are showing that they're losing the fight in a manipulation war because they're manipulated now into accepting her death, and they're buying into the fact that this is a way that things need to be done occasionally when a person is in the shape she's in. And I'm telling you, there was enough footage and enough audio to listen to. While she couldn't speak, she was still aware. And I don't care what anybody says. I mean, I've heard people try to justify this thing away, something fierce, and it just aggravates me to the hilt to see the people that have bought in to her demise as a thing that needed to be done. Now, my question has always been,
but where do you go when all you teach, when all you're taught is evolutionary thinking?
Well, yeah. Well, also think of this too. I mean, these same people, what are they going to say if they wind up in a situation where they're going to be starved to death? It's a totally different story then, because
but it's not her anymore. Now it's me.
You know. See, this is the thing. We don't think about, when we think of things that are being done to others, we don't bring it back into our ballpark and think about, would we want that done to us? We don't spend our time thinking about that. Oh, it's easy to push things off on other people and to hurt other people and to do destructive things to other people. But oh, no, not in my backyard. Oh, no. How dare we do such a thing? No, we must never have it come into my backyard. No. And see, this is how the New World Order minions get their agenda through, too, because we have a lot of those people that think, I mean,
it's okay to regulate Joe down the street, but don't regulate me.
Yeah, see, we saw a lot of that here where we live here when we had our big water rights meeting back in January.
Well, we saw it more in July.
I know, but I mean in July particularly, but
yeah.
I mean also some extent in January, but
right.
In July is where it really reared its ugly head.
Yeah.
And see, I don't care what subject you bring up. Everybody has a problem with this thing called not in my backyarditis. And what that is, it's where...
Is that an inflammation?
Well, it could be. But it's where everybody will tolerate everything else for everybody else except them.
Oh, yeah.
For example, it's okay to go down and put a meter on Joe's well, but don't go putting a meter on my well. It's okay to regulate Joe because, why, now Joe, he's the big polluter on that stream over there, but I'm...
Besides, he's got more money.
Yeah, he got more money than I do. He can afford to pay all those outlandish fees and all that. But me, well, I'm a nice old boy. I never dump anything in that stream. Never mind my cows walk in there every so often.
Well, but they can't help it.
I know. Well, we'll ignore that, you know.
Yeah.
We'll pretend like, we'll just ignore the fact my cows walk in the stream. And we'll just pretend like that doesn't exist. So don't come over here and regulate me. You just go up the street and you mess around Joe all you want to. But don't come on my doorstep now, because I got my 22 right here. And I don't take kindly to somebody coming in my backyard and regulating me. Well, I'll just pull out my old trusted 22 and I'll just go after you down, boy.
Yeah.
But see, that's the mentality out there.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't matter what subject it is. It's okay to go down the street and make Joe or whomever, I'm just using the name Joe as an example. Wow, it's okay to go over there and make Joe's life absolutely a living hell.
Yeah, miserable.
But don't come back on my doorstep and make my life a living hell now, because now I'm me and I'm exempt. And see, because I'm me, I'm very important now. So don't go messing around with me. Now, Joe up the street, he's just a twit.
He's just an old Joe anyway.
He's just a twit. So we'll just, you know, you can go over there and you can torment him to death all you want to. Me, I'm important because I'm me. So don't go messing around with me. You know? But that's really the way it goes.
I know.
I mean, it's funny, but it's true.
Yeah,
and
it
we
is.
Saw this. I mean, when we attended this, we put on a meeting over here in July.
Trying to alert everybody to what the DNR was up to.
Yeah, and right away everybody was pointing fingers at everybody else. But oh no, don't go pointing fingers back at my glass house because I'm exempt now, boy. I walk a fine line. I don't do any of that stuff that everybody else does now. That's kind of like the guy who's an alcoholic and he blames all of his problems on everybody else, but he never wants to take the blame for him going
for
around boozing it up and creating his own problems. You know, see, this is the thing we get into. It's this blame everybody else for the problems of the world, and everybody else needs to pay, but not me. Folks, when these laws come down from these environmental agencies, when these governments do these things, they don't discriminate. They go after everybody. So don't go playing the blame game, okay? It's going to affect everybody. It's in your best interest to stand up and fight on behalf of Joe down the street every bit as much as it is to stand up and fight on behalf of you yourself. Because
of... like the chicken heart is at your door?
Could be, yeah. Remember that old thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Bill Cosby did that whole mentality, and that thing kind of exemplifies, in some ways, the mentality that seems to float around in our society today. And it just made me sick with that meeting that we had back then. And I saw then that we had a lot more problems in this area in which we live than just the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources. We got far too many problems with the people, because the people have socialist thinking. They have been indoctrinated over the years for so long through the mass media that they are socialist in nature, and as long as everybody else pays the piper, they don't see a problem with it. So therefore, this is how we get into this stuff, through all this conditioning. All this mental conditioning just gradually gets foisted on the people through the mass media, and it's so subtle that people never know it's even happening. But all you got to do is start getting into conversation with people, and you can tell right away the people that are chained to the mass media, because you can see that they buy the mainstream argument, whatever it may be. And, of course, you can see how people are manipulated. I'm going to give you a real, real basic manipulation that I saw this Christmas. And it was a subtle to most people, because most people never think of it as manipulation. But it's where you'll turn on the news. You turn on the news, and the news will come on, and they'll say, well, there's 15 days left, 15 shopping days left until Christmas. Better hurry up and get out there and get those presents before it gets too crowded. Well, see, what is that doing? That is manipulating you. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Go down and buy.
Yeah, get something.
Get something. It doesn't matter what it is. Go down there and buy a snake for Aunt Bertha or something.
Yeah.
You know? Never mind. You know, get Aunt Bertha a boa constrictor or something.
I don't think so.
But anyway, the point of the matter is...
If I were Aunt Bertha, I'd have my new hoe ready to hit it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the point of the matter is that this you see how they take the news stories. Like, first of all, you stop and think, who cares? There's a whole lot more going on out there than how many shopping days there are left till Christmas. Big deal. I got a calendar, for crying out loud. Maybe somebody got one of them for Christmas, too.
But they're not counting on the fact that you can read it.
Well, maybe there's that, too. Maybe all the outcome-based education fools haven't known.
Well, see, they're counting on the fact that you'll be so addicted to the TV that they have to tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, anyway, you get all these people, and they go out there. And the typical way it went, I was doing some dial surfing here recently, and one of the big news stations out of Chicago is WBBM News Radio 78. I'll just use them as an example. WBBM is a 24-hour news station in the Chicago area. Some of you got them in Los Angeles. You
is
got
it
them in
news or
well,
is it propaganda?
It's propaganda, but anyway, they foist it off on the American public as news.
They call it news.
And so anyway, I'm tuning by there, and I happen to land on this. And I'll tell you what, folks, you still have to keep an eye on these people, because you cannot accurately know what they're doing unless you keep an eye on what they're up to. I mean, it's just like that NPR article we talked about a while ago. I don't like NPR, but you still got to keep an eye on what they're talking about, because you can learn a lot about what's being said and what's being in the thinking process that's going on out there. So anyway,
yes.
Came back to WBBM out of Chicago. Happened to be tuning around. I was listening to them, and they were talking about how many days there were till shopping. And so what they did was they had this reporter out on the street that was interviewing people as they were going into the malls. And
oh,
they were conducting
good.
The interview in such a way, you know,
how
like...
How exciting.
Yeah, and they were conducting the interview, talking to people who are going in and shopping and saying, got all your Christmas shopping done yet? No. You know, a person might say, no, I still have a little bit left to do. And they'd say, you think you'll have it done by December 25th? Well, I don't know, you know, but see... Through these little questions, they're manipulating people, you know, and manipulating the people listening to the station, too, for that matter, just by these little innuendos they're throwing out there. And first of all, who cares about the interviews out on the street as these people are going into the malls, right? I mean, so what? It's a tradition that has been done for years in this pagan culture in which we live, but now they have to really hype it up because, well, we have to make sure this beast system gets its jump start every December, so we have the human resources we got to send into the malls every year and make sure that we can suck all the lifeblood out of them and finances we can get while they feed on their materialism. And, of course, you know, we live in a world that's addicted to materialism, So we've got people right where we want them. We got the people addicted. They got to have the latest big screen television or the latest DVD machine or the latest VCR or some gadget. Just take your pick. And, of course, we got to drive, drive, drive. Got to drive the sheep herds into the malls now, you know. Why, if Sally doesn't think she needs something for Christmas this year, why? Sally, go into the mall anyway. Get something, for crying out loud. Even if you really don't need it, get something, because we got to feed this beast system now. So that's the mentality that's floating around out there. And folks, stay away from it. You can do without it. Our Christmas was very peaceful. We just spent time around the house here. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with getting together with relatives. Now, you may have to endure a lot if these relatives are not in tune with what's going on, and that can be a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have
I'd rather
people,
be too quiet at home.
Well, yeah, in my case, too. I mean, now I do have a brother who lives up in northwest Indiana who's starting to figure it out. We had a conversation over the weekend on the phone, and he's starting to figure out the direction that these people want to push us.
Not like you haven't been trying to tell him.
No, that's kind of funny. I've been trying to tell them before they ever figured it out. Now, of course, they'll never come across and admit that I was right now, you understand.
Well, of course.
But I just accept it as... Thank God you're figuring out something.
Yeah.
And now the biggest thing I'm trying to...
Use matter.
Yeah. See, now the next thing I'm trying to work on is my brother's wife. She was into all this. I remember when I first started talking about this stuff to her. And she had this attitude.
I don't want to hear...
I get so tired of all this negativity. I don't want to hear about anything negative. I just want to think about positive stuff. Well, folks, the world is not positive all the time. There's negative things in the world going on all the time, and it's been that way ever since the beginning of time, and it will continue to go on. And but I think now she's finally starting to figure it out. I've had to every time I've talked to these guys, I've had to reinforce to them that the Council on Foreign Relations is grooming all these presidents. So don't think your salvation is going to be Sister Hillary when the door opens for the Democrat to walk into the White House after Bush has literally cooked the Republican Party into a boiling pot of frog water. They're both guilty, and it doesn't matter if it's Bush on the Republican side or Hillary Clinton or whoever the Democrat is.
Whoever they put in there.
All these people are groomed by the Council on Foreign Relations, and this is the thing I'm trying to get across to different people, particularly different ones I talk to in my family. I keep trying to tell them, you know, don't think that going to the polls and voting for Tweedledee or Tweedledum is going to save you. And, of course, my family's not the only one. Trish has it in hers, too, because I remember Trish talking to her mom, and her mom says, she says, I'm for anybody that'll argue with Bush.
Yeah.
Remember that, Trish? She told me that, and I wanted to fall out on the floor and almost... I wanted to laugh so hard, I almost wanted to just... I don't know. It was just amazing. I'm thinking to myself, how shallow. You don't get it. If it's a staged argument that really doesn't solve anything, you don't get it, do you?
No.
Well, I just want to vote for anybody that'll argue with Bush. Don't you just love it?
Yeah.
This is why we're going to hell, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we're losing the country. Because there's far too many people out there that think like this. It's sports team mentality. It's the Cubs versus the New York Giants or something. You know, I'm just picking out of the blue because I'm not a sports guy, you know, so I don't know. I could be picking two teams that'll never play each other for all I know. But anyway, the point of the matter is that it goes back to this whole issue of the my guy mentality.
Yeah.
You know,
as somebody mentioned to me one time, there's no I in team.
That's right. And so it's no wonder America is being manipulated into this team mindset. And it's happening, by the way, in the workplace, too. I have talked to people that are working in today's modern workplace, and it's a disaster. You go over here and you work for some company like SBC or something like that.
Oh, you mean AT&T?
Which is now AT&T, by the way. I found that out just the other day. I was talking to my brother up in northwest Indiana. His wife works for what was SBC. They bought out AT&T, and so those of you that are listening to the sound of my voice that are within the land of SBC, that name will be going by the wayside now and will be becoming AT&T. Now, isn't that another interesting scenario as
Indeed.
We go along? the baby bells. Remember the Judge Green that broke up the bell system? Remember? He broke it up, and all these baby bells were out there floundering around, and they were doing their own thing. Isn't it amazing now how it's suddenly reconsolidating?
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming back together, and I told Trish yesterday, we were sitting around talking about this, I said, wouldn't it be ironic if eventually we go back to where you can't even own your own telephone again? I said, don't be surprised. It wouldn't be the first time we've done stupid stuff. You know, it's kind of nice that you can own your own telephone. That's what's given birth to this broadcast operation, like what we're doing here from our own home. It's given us birth to a whole bunch of new devices out there that if we were under the old system, we would not have.
We'd have to rent it.
Yeah, we'd have to rent it from Bell, from the phone company, whether it be Bell or AT&T.
Comes to mind the QKT coupler that you have.
Yeah, the voice coupler. Yeah, see, I had that. That's back when they used to rent them, and then eventually, it's a broadcast device is what it is. You plug it into a phone line, and you plug an audio source into it, and you can feed it down the phone line is what it is, to make a long story short. But anyway, you used to have to rent them. They were $5 a month, and then I got a notice from what was then Illinois Bell when I lived up there, saying that they were no longer going to have us rent them. We could buy them for $20. I threw the $20 at them, said, here, I want this, take the $20, and I ran with it. Had it ever since. But
will they be calling those back like they used to on the gold?
I don't know. Because, see, we don't. The only missing ingredient from the re-merger is there's no Western Electric. Now, there is Lucifer Communications. Lucent Communications. I call them Lucifer Communications.
Lucent Technologies. But.
Lucent Technologies. But it may as well be called Lucifer because why do you think they named it Lucent?
Yeah.
Hmm? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, gone are the days, and we had the old Western Electric telephones. Remember the old heavy telephones? Had the real heavy receiver. You could use them to kill burglars with. You know, gone are those days now. But I could see the Bell system maybe perhaps going through a repeat scenario where they could wind up owning everything again, and we'd have to rent anything that plugs into the phone line. I mean, just, you know, I may be wrong about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's amazing how things go. You know, like, what was this breakup really all about is the way we have to look back.
The more things change?
Yeah, the more things change, the more they remain the same. That's right, absolutely. Anyway, you're listening to American Exposé. This is the American Exposé portion of the two-hour stint that we're doing. And it's the post-Christmas Monday chat here, I guess you could say. So the phone lines are open. Do we have anybody out there listening? Hey, if you're listening, just pick up the phone and say, hey, we're out here, you know, because sometimes I feel like I'm talking to maybe the only thing that's hearing me is that satellite up there somewhere, and it's just radiating down to nothing, you know, who knows. You're out there listening to the sound of our voices. You're out there listening on the internet. Some of you may not be able to call because you got a dial-up or something. But also, if you're out there and you have, you're listening on a low-power FM, it'd be nice to hear from you if you're listening to a low-power FM station. And by the way, if you are one of those that are listening to a low-power station, if you know who that individual is, thank them for providing this service to you because low-power FMers do this at great sacrifice and great risk, and they are to be rewarded because they are doing the service that they are supposed to be doing in this country, and that is
the service that the media threw down.
That's right. They are standing up against enemies, foreign and domestic, which is what we should do as people in this nation. And the micro FMers are out there doing it in their own way. They're providing you a service by allowing you to hear what is really going on in your country, as opposed to what the blabbermouths on the 6 o'clock news want you to hear.
Oh, you mean the chatter?
Yeah, the chatter, yeah.
Yeah, should we give them the phone number?
Yeah, phone number, by the way, is area code 559-781-3773.
And there's the bell.
And there's the little noise indicating we
hey,
have a commercial break.
The bell.
So, do stay tuned. There is more yet to come here on American Exposé as we do this two-hour stint here this evening. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you.
opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of the First Amendment Radio Network or its affiliated radio stations.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at firstamendmentradio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at firstamendmentradio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on firstamendmentradio.com are listener-supported. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at firstamendmentradio.com.
Well, John, I want to hand down to you some family heirlooms.
Really?
Did you hear that, dear? Grandpa has some gifts for us.
That's nice, dear.
So, what do you have for me?
Well, I have this Bible. It's been in the family since our relatives came over on the Mayflower in the 1600s.
Wow, that's got to be worth a lot.
Hon, what do you think we can get for this?
I'll call the appraiser tomorrow.
What else do you have?
I have these wedding bands owned by your great-great-grandparents.
Are they gold?
Oh, no, they're silver. They were way too poor to afford gold.
Oh. Well, what do you think, dear? Garage sale?
Garage sale.
What's this book?
That's the history of our family going back to the 1400s. I've been working on this for the last 47 years.
Well, that's nice. Hon?
Attic.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming over, Grandpa. Come again.
God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, Jesus. What have you done with God's gift? A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-523-8669. LifelinePro.com.
Okay, we're back. The CD player doesn't want to cooperate. That's amazing. You know what? I like all these new devices out there when you turn they have a rotary control, you know, and you turn it forward and it goes backwards. And then you turn it backwards and it goes forward.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time I've seen this happen on different things, but...
Well, because you wanted to cooperate.
I wanted to cooperate. I knew where I wanted to go on that stupid CD with all those bumpers, and it was... I ain't going there. I'm going to go right where I want to go, and if you don't like it, you can just go fly a kite. That's the strangest thing I've ever seen. It's done that before. It's not the first time it's done, and I've had other stuff that's done that, too, and it's just aggravating as all get out. It's just all this stupid stuff they put out on the market, and it doesn't, I mean, it reflects the intelligentsia of the American public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, but anyway, that's the case. Anyway, you're listening to American Exposé, and I want to thank Chris for allowing us to sit in on this broadcast tonight, as well as Darren Weeks for allowing us to sit in on Sweet Liberty. And I hope both of you out there, Darren, and you too, Chris, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. You know, sometimes we just have to back off from this stuff and try to come up for air, but I know it's difficult because there's just so much that goes on in our world, and these minions never take a holiday. We do, but they don't. And sometimes this time of the year can be the worst time of the year because they know that a lot of us are not out here and that they can pull off a lot of stuff. And so this time of year is also the time you want to keep your ears peeled.
Isn't that when a long time ago the income tax and all that?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And the Federal Reserve Act.
That's right. They could pull it off because they knew everybody was on the Christmas break.
Yeah.
And so these are things that... that they know that they can do because they know that we will take the time off. They don't, though. So, anyway, that's just some things to think about.
Did you see anything else on the Sweet Liberty
Club? No, but I wanted to comment on one thing. That,
I've got a few that
okay.
I saw. But you go ahead and comment.
All right. The main thing I want to comment on is that another thing that we need to be very watchful over and we need to continue to watch over, and I know Chris has really beat this drum hard, as he should, and that is the issue of the Agenda 21 scenario that is being played out in our country, which has taken quantum leaps forward, unfortunately. A lot of things have taken quantum leaps forward in this country as we have tried to survive this post 9/11 period of time in which we find ourselves. And one of the things that that is happening here in the state of Missouri is a thing called the Pacific Ring Initiative.
Oh yeah.
And this is
sustainable community.
It's a sustainable community. It's involving Pacific Missouri. And the sustainable communities basically are communist camps, is what they are. I mean, you're not allowed to. Once they get these things fully implemented, everything will be walking and bike trails. You will not be allowed to drive. But see, driving, here again, it's not about saving the environment. They tell you it is. You think it is because you bought into the agenda. I'm saying those of you that believe in this.
And you think it's local.
That's right.
And
it's all a snow job.
Yeah.
The whole thing is control. And it's just like the peak oil myth that has been hoisted over on us. A lot of people buying into that. Folks, think. You notice how this stuff just suddenly comes up. Everything's coasting along fine. Oh, we were just coasting along fine. Yeah, we had our own share of scandals back in the 90s when Clinton boy was in office, and he was trying to foist a lot of this stuff on us. But just all of a sudden, when we got these high gas prices, what did you start hearing? All of a sudden, everybody came out and said, well, this is the peak. This is the peak of the oil boom. There's going to be less and less oil now. We've reached the peak. Bull manure. We've not reached the peak of anything. This is all a bunch of nonsense. And you notice how these things just come up out of nowhere. It's just like this avian flu garbage they're foisting over on us and everything else. You notice it's. You know,
rising out of the ash heap of history.
Yeah, I can see it now. We're going to start the new Top 40 radio station. Every day we're going to report on the Top 40 scares. Call in on the Top 40 survey line and vote for your scare of the day. And have this Top 40 station to be just formatted with fear. I mean, that's just about what it's
fear
boiling
radio.
Down to. And fear radio, yeah. You're listening to Fear Radio. And, it's really about what the mass media has turned into, because every day there's a new scare. You are supposed to be shivering like a leaf and asking for big brother, big mommy, big daddy government to just
save me from myself.
Save me from these horrible wars. Save me from these horrible flu epidemics. Save me from this. Save me from that. Oh, please, please. And it's just disgusting. And yet everybody goes along with it. Get your brains out of and dust them off and think, you know. One of those things. Of course, Trish always gets after me, you know. She says, you're smoking too much logic weed. We've got a thing started around
into
here.
Into that logic weed again.
Into that logic weed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, some people smoke pot, some people smoke cigarettes. We smoke logic weed around here, right?
Yeah.
Boy, it's awful good.
Anyway.
So, you know, it's kind of the inside joke we've got running around here with this thing called logic weed. And so whenever one of us starts thinking too logically, we pull that out and start trumpeting that at, you know, picking on each other or whatever. But the point of the matter is that whether it's this whole issue of Agenda 21 or whatever, all this stuff is based on fear, and it's all about stuff that always winds up benefiting the other side. I mean, it all goes back. I mean, I remember back when we had the big scare with R12, you know, the Freon that's used in our air conditioners and refrigerators.
Well, that's because the patent was going to run out.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Now they got this R34A.
134.
134A, that's right. And everybody bought into this thing.
It's worse for you then?
Yeah,
isn't
it? But yeah, it's a carcinogen. It's also flammable.
But isn't it heavier than? Which one is heavier?
Well, this stuff is.
The 134.
Yeah. Now the other stuff, if you released it, it just flew off into the air harmlessly, and of course
the Freon.
Right away, you could see these people out there say, "See, that's right. It destroys the ozone layer." Well, you want to go out? You want to shut down volcanoes? I want to see some of you environmentalists go out and shut down volcanoes if you're out there listening. Now, if you can manage to pull that stunt, then you just might have something, although I wouldn't believe you anymore than I do now. But The point of the matter is volcanoes produce way more pollution.
No, because somehow the fix at the end, they get a fake volcano and act like it was a real thing.
Yeah, you never know. You know, see, if you haven't figured by now, we're the kind of people out here, Trish and I, the way we operate, if a government agency comes by and tells us it's raining, we're going to go outside and make sure first it isn't a bird doing its business in our hand, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, this is just how disgusted we are with this whole scenario. And, you know, it's high time, folks, that we stand up and say, leave us alone. Get out of our faces. We don't want to be bothered. Just leave us alone. See, it's just like this whole business, this whole issue of terrorism that's going on everywhere. You know, say the war on terrorism. No, basically what it is a war against you being able to be left alone.
Uh-huh.
See, everybody's...
How do we get off peak oil now?
Well, it just all ties in together. It's all fear-mongering.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, all of this stuff that we've been going through over the past several years, particularly this past year, has really been a big, you know, a big hype for fear, really, about the past 2 years, because first one was smallpox. Remember smallpox was a big thing?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get these vaccinations out there for smallpox. Once again, folks, pay attention. The whole thing was a phony disaster because the problem with the smallpox vaccine, if you listen to what they said about it, which was rare, you had to go and do some investigatory work to find it out. But if you did a real close examination...
I mean, I can't find it out by listening to the TV?
No, not hardly. But the smallpox vaccine, you know, that was supposedly the solution for the smallpox outbreak. And so you had everybody, particularly healthcare workers and all this stuff, getting...
First responders,
yeah, getting their vaccines, right? Well, problem was, what a more appropriate way to spread it, because... The place where they injected you with the, where they perforated your skin to inject
like
you with
a scratch.
It was contagious for about 3 weeks after they administered the vaccine there. Well, now if it's contagious, what do you think's going to happen? Healthcare workers are going to spread it to their patients. Little kitties, you can see it now, little kitties playing. How many kids have you ever seen that don't pick on sores and stuff that they have, right? So they get the smallpox vaccine. You see it now. Two-year-old Johnny gets his smallpox vaccine. He starts sitting there picking on it, and later on he goes thumping around on Jimmy, who's, you know, 1.5, 2 years old, and all of a sudden Jimmy's got smallpox now. I mean, this was the stupidity of the smallpox vaccine. But, oh, no, you were to be told that, oh, there's this great pandemic out there, right? Oh, this pandemic is just going to consume everything. You must get this vaccine now.
Pandemic pandemonium.
Yes, and of course now we're seeing the same thing with the bird flu. And of course you've got all these people out there just absolutely hyper in their diapers about wanting to kill birds of all kinds, chickens and everything. First of all, we haven't even begun to have deaths from any of these things like the bird flu or whatever that come anywhere close to pandemic proportion.
Well, what they want you to be scared about anyway, yeah.
Right. And if you want to keep up to date on some of that, probably one of the most notorious researchers on it is a doctor by the name of Dr. Sherry Timpenny. She has some articles that show up on News with Views.
Well, there's some articles a few days back on the Sweet Liberty Post about the bird flu.
Yeah, well, you can find it there, too. I mean, the point of the matter is it is a hoax. The whole thing is a hoax. And it is all to keep you in fear, and it's not about your health at all. But it's great for the pharmaceuticals. Of course, you know Bush has deep holdings in the pharmaceutical companies. All you need to do also is read Bush's unauthorized biography, which we have.
Yeah, that's Bush Sr., yeah.
Yeah,
the
Bush
unauthorized
Senior.
Biography of George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yeah, and it goes all back through Senior's death. When Prescott was tied in with the...
And just because it's unauthorized doesn't mean that's untrue.
Well, no, because, I mean, there's footnotes in there and everything.
Oh,
I mean, that thing is very well documented. That's Webster Tarpley, I think.
And Anton Chaykin. Yeah.
Yeah, did a real good job on that thing. And we still got the thing.
I've yet to finish reading it. It's an exhaustive read, but it's very good.
Yeah.
Very informative.
Now, I don't know if it's still out there in the format that it was in when we got it. When we got it, it was an HTML, and I just created a master index. and all a person need do is just go down and go through the whole thing. You might just do a search on the internet and see if you can find, you know, just type in the unauthorized biography of George Bush Sr.
Yeah.
And see what you come up with in one of the search engines. By the way, that brings up something else I want to talk about, too, because we're going to make this change certainly on our website, which is theinformationcorner.com. Some of you out there may choose to do the same thing, those of you that have websites out there as well. I don't know. Certainly just some findings that we've had. We had Google on our search as our search engine for the longest time off of the Information Corner. And we're dumping them because they've gotten so politically correct that you're losing searches. I mean, you can put something in there one time, and if they see that you're doing too many search criteria on it, they'll pull it because they don't want you going there. There's too many minions working in there for them. Well, out of all the search engines that we've decided to go to on the informationcorner.com, we finally had to wind up going to one called Dogpile.
Well, it's a multi-engine search engine.
Right. Now, first of all, why anybody want to name a search engine Dogpile, I'll never know.
Because it gets talked about.
Well,
I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people discussing this very thing right now.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're putting that as a search engine on the informationcorner.com, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to work after the first of the year. But it searches all the other search engines, and you can find a lot more of a wide varying search criteria using that one. So, those of you that have computers and want to do some more extended searches on some of the things like Agenda 21, any of these topics that we talk about on American Exposé and
on
Sweet Liberty, you may want to try some of the other search engines like Dogpile or AltaVista or some of those and see what you come up with. Even Yahoo has a better search criteria than Google these days.
Oh, yeah.
Trish.
Yeah, I use Yahoo all the time.
When she does a lot of her research, she's always going into Yahoo and running stuff through Yahoo. And she's come up with a lot of good stuff there, too. So, anyway.
Yeah, I finally learned how to use it.
Yeah, that is something that you can do. And I'm telling you, folks, there's a whole plethora of things out there. If you are listening to the sound of our voices and you... and you're one of those people out there saying, I don't want to get into that internet stuff. Folks, it's a resource right now that you can get into, and you can learn a lot before they pull the plug on it. Because I'm telling you, there's going to come a day where somehow, through hook or crook, they're going to pull the plug on the internet. And when they do, it's going to be harder than ever to get the news that you need and that you want. Because websites like the ones that we discuss here, Sweet Liberty, American Exposé, the Information Corner, the list goes on and on and on, will not be available as readily as they once were because the internet will not be available. And someday on our own broadcast that we do, I'm gonna talk about some ways to work around domain name issues because though they're nice, you know, things like Sweet Liberty, the informationcorner.com, American Exposé, there are workarounds where you can still get to that website, whatever that website is, even if the powers that be decide to pull the domain names from these websites, you could still get to them. But what you have to do is know the actual real address to the server that the website is sitting on, and we'll talk about that sometime on one of our shows.
Yeah, I have
certainly
a few other headlines people so, look at from the Washington Post.
Well, go ahead.
Well, let's see. There's, of course, bitter debate over... birthright citizens, that's AP, you know, that's got to do with the anchor babies and the immigrants.
Yeah, and that's been going on for years.
Yeah.
You're never going to resolve that.
No. No, because it's not meant to be resolved. It's, you know, all the treaties that we signed. And
well, and it's also to keep you off on rabbit trails.
Yeah.
While we're never going to tell everybody that basically we signed everything away through treaties.
Right.
How dare we?
Right. Number five, Iraq violence leaves at least... 24 dead, that's AP.
Yeah, and that beat goes on. We pretty much already discussed that. We're just continuing to meddle in a sovereign nation's affairs against their will.
Yeah, number eight, International Red Cross stretched to the limit in 2005.
And they always will be.
Swiss Info.
Yeah. And, of course, the Red Cross will always be stretched to the limit because the Red Cross is squandering money. In fact, There were reports during Hurricane Katrina and various other disasters that the Red Cross was charging people for the services that they were rendering, which totally defeats the purpose for them being there.
Yeah.
The moral of that whole story is, folks, if you know of enough people that you can get together during a time of disaster where you can all funnel your resources in together and go help somebody in a disaster-stricken area, do it. In our case, Trish and I funneled some money in to help some people that were connected with the League of the South, and so a bunch of us League members got in and funneled in monies in the, and trust me, the League did a much better job of getting the aid where it was supposed to go than the Red Cross will ever do. That's an example.
Did you see the one on number 10, Sam, where it says gas attack, gas attack at Russian store sickens dozens AP.
I saw it. I didn't get a chance to read it, but I did see it up there.
I didn't get a chance to look at that either. Now, the last from 12 up to 25 on the Sweet Liberty Post deals with the tsunami, the first anniversary, and a lot of the sorrows connected with that, and the rebuilding, and some of the articles talk about rebuilding. And
yeah, and the thing you want to watch out with all these things, whether it's the Katrina disaster or the tsunami disaster, all these things are designed to leave disaster in their wake so that the minions can come in and build sustainable communities. That's what this is all about.
Was that a bomb instead of a real, you know?
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Whether it was or whether it was not, they can certainly ride in on it and make use of it. And I think that the disasters are manipulated, most definitely. We know the weather's being manipulated because we know about weather modification. And we certainly know that they did have a tsunami bomb back in the 40s to manipulate these disasters. And the point of the matter is the New World Order minions will use disasters, whether natural or created, to ride in and bring forth their solution. And the solution over there where these tsunamis occurred is going to be sustainable development. Make no mistake about it. That's what's going to happen in New Orleans as well.
Well, and then there's one that talks about African nations, you know, giving money to the poor African nations for the tsunami rebuilding and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's all bull manure. It's just all basically they're going to go in there and do sustainable what they determine. And see, they're the ones that determine what is sustainable. You know, define sustainable. Sustainable is defined by the people making the rules, okay? It may not be whether it's really sustainable or not is totally irrelevant. It's by who is making the rules, okay? They can declare anything sustainable or non-sustainable. It's up for grabs. They can make it up as they go.
Oh, is that kind of like that living, breathing?
Yeah, it's like people saying the Constitution is a living, breathing document. You know, we can change it any way we want, you know, and see there's the problem.
Or if we don't want to change it, we won't change it. Like in the case of Agenda 21, you can bet it'll be written in stone.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, of course, these guys now, of course, there's no bones about it. They may not even worry about changing the Constitution now. I mean, Bush came out on record and just said it was a GD piece of paper, so they probably won't even worry about it now. They'll probably just say, who cares? The Constitution? Who cares?
Yeah.
Who gives a big deal?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the attitude that's existing now. You
yeah.
know? So, you know, I mean, this is the stuff, and it just ratchets things up just a little bit more to manipulate the public ever so slowly, and the public will be outraged for a while. It's like that Doug Thompson article from Capitol Hill Blue. Everybody was outraged for a while, and you notice now because it happened. It was very strategic how that happened because Christmas was right around the corner, so they put that out there. Christmas comes around, and all of a sudden, what article?
You mean somebody said it?
Bush said that? What article?
Wow.
Why, I didn't know that article existed.
Yeah.
Well, we just talked about it two weeks ago. Oh.
Oh,
you know, that
I was too engrossed in my Christmas shopping by then.
Yeah, so see, even the way the news is put out there is manipulated because they know the public is going to be firmly engrossed in other stuff. Christmas is a good time to put something out there that's extremely outrageous because they'll throw it out there, it's an extremely bitter pill, and the public will swallow it and go, oh.
That didn't taste so good, but we swallowed it anyway.
Yeah, and then they'll go about their business and say, oh, man, that tasted horrible, but I guess I'll live with it. And then they'll just keep going along until the next big bitter pill is thrown in their face, and they'll swallow that one. Cool. They're like, oh, man, that was worse than the last one. Man, these things are disgusting.
Yeah.
They just keep going along and going along. Eventually, they have everybody right where they want them. I mean, it's the way this stuff is played. Guaranteed. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on out there, most definitely. Of course, you know, like I say, I think this year was definitely the year for disaster. And the other one was the manipulation of the weather, and I'm almost sure this was manipulation with the tornadoes that hit over southern Indiana almost 2 weeks in a row. There's only like 1 week in between. They had one that hit over near Evansville, Indiana. This is back in November. They had some tornadoes that hit over there, destroyed a bunch of stuff over around Evansville, Indiana, and about 2 weeks later they had some that hit over around Poseyville and over toward, all this stuff went all the way over into Kentucky. But the point of the matter is, it's very rare in this part of the country, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, that we have tornadoes of the caliber that they had back in November. And it was strange because I remember so well where we were here, it was in the 40s. And if you went east, you went over into Indiana, over around that area, it was in the 70s. And lo and behold, boy, they had the disasters over there. And once again, weather being played with. I mean, you're seeing more and more outlandish stuff. I've even heard of reports of tornadoes even in some parts of California at different times within the past few years. And that's almost relatively unheard of. California never gets tornadoes, or at least they never used to. And so you just don't know what's around the corner. I mean, everything's up for grabs. It's almost like you're having to, you almost feel like you're on a battlefield and these bullets are coming at you and you're having to duck and swing and move out of the way of the bullets as they're flying by you. And the bullets that the New World Order crowd is waging on us is the weather phenomena that's going on, the manipulation of the weather and the changing of the climate, which they are doing while accusing us, the people out here living on the land, of creating global warming. And see, that's just another thing that's just so aggravating. As we go through this mind-altering manipulation of the general public, and that people just don't see it because they've just been so firmly conditioned. And so we have to keep our eyes open, we have to keep our ears open, and make sure that we don't fall into those traps. Always make sure that when you attend meetings involving some of these issues, that you do not allow facilitators to manipulate you into the direction other than the central core point of what you're there for. You're there, if you're there to stand up against something like Agenda 21 or something like that, don't let them derail you down a rabbit trail, because they will do it. They'll either try to split you up in small groups so that you can't communicate with the rest of the group as a whole, or they will try to keep off the central subject of what you're originally there for, or the other thing they'd like to do is manipulate it in such a way, steer you around to a direction that they wanted you to go in the first place, but then they'll make you think that you're the one that came up with the idea.
Yeah, they try to convince you that things are local. And
yeah, that's one of the big things they like to do. They like to make you think that things like these agendas that are being passed down on us are local. But if you track them back, I mean, it's like the water issues we fought here in the state of Missouri. You track them all the way back to the UN. All you got to do is pull the chapters down of a UN Agenda 21.
Yeah, Chapter 18.
Yeah, and you'll see that all this stuff is coming down from there. So anyway. You've been listening to American Exposé, and I think that's just about going to do it for us.
I think so.
And I hope everybody enjoyed the program. We didn't get any calls tonight, but oh well. We tried. What can I say? But anyway, glad that you were with us tonight, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, what's left of it, and we will talk to you later. I'm Sam.
And I'm Trish.
And Lord's blessings to you all. Have a good week, and thanks again for listening. Good night now.